welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, Boosting Immunity, Supplements for Detoxification and Stress Reduction. Stress in modern society is at an all-time high, at least in my opinion. Poor food choices, too many toxins, and nutritional deficiencies compromise immunity and increase the risk of disease. The solution is simple and starts with a good detoxification program, removing the toxins from our life, and the use of a healthy diet supplementation routine. Today, we'll focus on three of the best supplements I know of to help the body rid itself of unwanted toxins and at the same time improve immunity and reduce our risk of chronic disease symptoms. Our guest, Dr. Chris Shade, obtained his bachelor's and master's degree from Lehigh University in environmental chemistry. Dr. Shade earned a PhD from the University of Illinois, where he studied the environmental and analytical chemistries of mercury, as well as advanced aquatic chemistries. During his PhD work, Dr. Shade patented analytical technology to analyze mercury and later founded Quicksilver Scientific. His current focus is neuroinflammatory issues, immune dysregulation, toxicity, and infection, specifically how to peel away the layers of overlapping dysfunction in a sick person until you get to a point at which the system rights itself. This show will prove to be a valuable resource of life-saving information, especially for those suffering with chronic diseases like arthritis, diabetes, heart problems, and even cancer. Before we meet our special guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming Dr. Chris Shade to our show. Dr. Shade, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. It's great to be here again.
Dr. Shade, I think probably the best way to start is let's talk about your background just for a minute or so, what your company does for healthcare providers, and I mean in terms of producing a unique form of liposomal supplements.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny to talk about my background because it's a very long and circuitous thing. But to make it short, I originally was raised kind of in a scientific mind, had a bit of a opening of the soul in college, and then decided to go into organic farming. And I was very much into holistic health and natural health. And then my intellectual side and just the forces of nature carried me back to graduate school to learn environmental chemistry. And in doing that, I ended up specializing in the environmental chemistry of mercury, developing patented testing for different forms of mercury, and took that out and commercialized that as Quicksilver Scientific. And, you know, once you make light of a problem, you have to then solve it. And so then the challenge then was to create a system for mercury detoxification. And to do that, the most challenging thing was to get a good delivery of glutathione. Glutathione is our most essential antioxidant and detoxification molecule in our body. It is a tripeptide of glutamate, glycine, and cysteine, and therefore your stomach breaks it down into its constituent amino acids. And my quest to get glutathione into the body led me to the use of liposome. And I created an excellent glutathione, which you are now using. It is the premium glutathione on the market. And my successes there led me to try to use this kind of delivery technology to bring lots of different nutraceuticals into the body. And we found that this is just a phenomenal way to get hard-to-absorb nutrients into the body almost immediately. And the vehicle for bringing them in, the liposome, is based on phosphatidylcholine, which is the key ingredient in all of your membrane and your membranous organelles like the mitochondria, the endoplasmic reticulum, and the Golgi apparatus. And so not only do you have advanced delivery of your primary nutraceutical, but you're bringing in membrane health and membrane function while you do it. And so that's what's got me here, and that is my passion now, is to continue to bring more and more great supplements in this advanced delivery form out to the doctors and out to the public.
Yeah, Dr. Shade, I know a lot of healthcare providers listen to this program. This is going to be an extra special edition of our Natural Health 365 podcast because we're going to break down three of the products that we do have at the Natural Health 365 store. That's great, but I really want this to be educational. I want people to appreciate the value of supplementing, and I do emphasize supplementing. I want to be perfectly clear. Living a healthy lifestyle, getting away from the toxins that we might be exposed to that are doing damage. I'm sure you would agree, Dr. Shade, that is the number one thing. If you're, you know, in a garage with all kinds of fumes, if you're polluting yourself with horrible food, if you're drinking toxic water, it's really important first to get away from the toxins, right? Let's be clear about that.
Absolutely. But you can't always do that. You can't live your life sheltered up in the mountains away from everybody. And, you know, yesterday this came back to me, and I started to forget about how bad air pollution can be until I had to go to a meeting down in an area called Commerce City in North Denver. And it was a very industrial area, and the air was just thick with the fumes from the factories nearby, and the dust that was in the air, you could tell it was just rife with heavy metals and polyaromatic hydrocarbons, PCBs. It was just a mess. And just by being there, just by showing up to this meeting, I was poisoning myself. And so you just have to be always diligent and always emphasizing detoxification.
Absolutely, Dr. Shade. My quick two cents here, too, is with a great deal of respect for the people listening to this, we get hammered in our customer service all the time. Why do we do this? Why do we do that? You know, the big picture is I am for all of this, but you're 100% correct. There are things we need to do today in our society where, you know, we didn't have this 150, 200 years ago. We had other issues back then, but supplementation absolutely is important. We're going to be covering the B vitamins today, the importance of them, what we can expect in terms of an effect, a benefit. We're going to be also talking about glutathione as well in the middle of the program. And towards the end, we're going to be talking about CoQ10. These are supplements that, you know, I've heard about them for decades, but boy, am I learning a lot more now in spending time with you. And also, more importantly, having a personal experience with the products that you've created. And again, I know it sounds like a commercial, but I don't mean it that way at all, Dr. Shade. I appreciate so much your efforts. We need more people like you out there doing this kind of work.
Thank you. And, you know, it's been so rewarding because I really view this work in the delivery systems as bringing the dream of the supplement really to fruition. We've been talking about the glory of all of these supplements through time, but we just haven't had the way to get them into the body to really get their effect. And, you know, you've picked my three favorite supplements to carry in your store. And if you were to look in my backpack and you catch me anywhere on the road, you're always going to find those three there because they're so core to my survival, trying to lead a high-performance life in a high-toxicity world. And so I'm really thrilled to be here talking about these nutrients and this delivery system for them.
Okay, so let's stay focused now. We're talking all the time, everywhere you go, people who are into this kind of stuff with natural health and natural living, we talk about chronic stress as being a major trigger for disease. We all get it. It's in just about every article and every podcast, all the shows. Dr. Shade, let's focus our attention on the B vitamins. They've been around forever, it seems. How can they actually help us with the stress that we're faced with today?
Yeah, the stress that we're faced with today is keeping our cortisol high constantly. And you talk here about immunity, detox, and stress, and these things go together so crucially because as the stress goes up, our cortisol goes up, which lowers our immunity and allows infections in. When infections come in, they bring up inflammation, and inflammation stops detoxification. The toxins come in, and the toxins beat down our immune system a further level, and they beat down our kidneys and our adrenals down a further level, increasing our physical stress and lowering our ability to resist stress. So how are we going to use these B vitamins specifically to deal with stress? Well, fortunately, they're working at three different levels for us. They're working on our adrenals to support all of the adrenal function so that we can secrete cortisol when we need it, lower the cortisol later at night so we can go to sleep. And that's a key piece to keeping the stress down in our life. But then B-complex is crucial to all of the reactions that are happening in our liver that are detoxification reactions. In fact, I had developed a very specific metal detoxification formula, a system of different products that really works very well to get mercury and other heavy metals out. But I got to say that the one missing link I had was an excellent B-complex. I had a couple of the B vitamins in there, but it's really when you bring all the B complex together that they can work together. There's a lot spoken about these days about methylation processes, and the methylation system is moving methyl groups around from various B vitamins, taking them out into making nucleotides, into RNA synthesis, DNA synthesis, and then it spins off further into how we handle sulfur chemicals. And having fluidity to our methylation system is crucial to all of our liver function, but it's also crucial to our brain function. In fact, people like to talk about B vitamins for stress and for their adrenal function, but there's no talking about that without talking about how they help detoxification in the liver. There's no talking about that without talking about how they normalize processes in the brain. Because if you can't think clear, and a lack of B vitamins will lead to a brain fog, then you're not going to be able to handle the stresses that are coming to you in life. A lot of those stresses are from being able to process all of the things that come to us, get our work done, and when we have our work done, then we're not stressed. But when we have this toxicity and this neurological inflammation and the brain fog that goes with it, you're never going to be able to get your work done. So the B vitamins help at an adrenal level, a liver level, and a neurological level to help us perform well and bring up stress molecules like cortisol when we need them and allow them to fall back when we're done with them.
So Dr. Shade, while we're on the topic of B, I also want you to blend into this conversation a little bit more about the liposomal aspect of these supplements as well. Why does that matter? And so what my question to you now is about all these B vitamins that are on the market. I mean, the vast majority of them, millions and millions of dollars are being sold on a monthly basis for all these pills. I mean, what is the advantage of the liposomal B vitamins versus these pill form that most people are accustomed to taking?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it really comes down to absorption. Absorption of something like B12 is dependent on proper formation of intrinsic factor in the stomach and then absorbing the combination in the GI tract. So you need your parietal cells to be making hydrochloric acid and intrinsic factor, and people who have stomach issues are not making enough intrinsic factor to absorb their B12. And intrinsic factor goes down with age, and elder people are needing to rely on injections because they can't absorb the regular oral forms of B12. And so the liposome gets past that. In fact, I'll have to share with you some of the clinical data that we got recently where we see with our sublingual B-complex, we see B12 entering the bloodstream in as little as 4 minutes. Within 20 minutes, we see we're about 60% of the way up to our max blood level from that dose, indicating that as soon as these small liposomes that we make hit the oral cavity, they start absorbing right through your cheek, your gums, your sublingual space, and going right into circulation. And the beauty with this kind of delivery is we're bringing all of the B vitamins together in that little package at the same time, versus where it goes through the GI tract, where some of the B vitamins have better absorption, some have lesser absorption, and you're hoping that this aggregate of vitamins is going to get into the stomach. And all too often, people have become sick, and their GI tracts seem to be the weakest link in the human chain right now. GI problems that are at an all-time high. So all of the normal absorption processes that we're banking on, there's a lot of inflammation going on, there's a lot of damage to the GI tract, and that absorption just isn't there. The liposome gets past that absorption block and gets all of these B vitamins in their proper ratios right into circulation almost immediately.
I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Dr. Shade, we all know that antioxidants are extremely important for optimal health. We get it. Let's focus our attention on the master antioxidant. People hear about this all the time, glutathione. Why is this antioxidant so valuable for human health?
Right. Glutathione is an amazing molecule. We think about it often in terms of being an antioxidant. So as an antioxidant, it's there to deal with free radical stress. Free radical stress that can be from, say, poor mitochondrial function, where the electron transport chain that breaks down food into energy isn't working well, and there's free radicals that come off of that, and they can cause further damage to the mitochondria. And those free radicals are corralled by antioxidants like glutathione and their enzyme systems like glutathione peroxidase. So glutathione is the number one antioxidant in the cell. But it goes so far beyond that. I'm known for being a mercury detoxification expert, and your number one defense against mercury is glutathione and the glutathione system. You pack glutathione onto mercury and other heavy metals like arsenic, cadmium, nickel. You make glutathione conjugates of that, and then you ship those out of the body. So it's really crucial when all these metals are coming at us to have glutathione move those metals out, but also to clean up the damage where those metals have caused free radical damage. But it goes far beyond metals. Think of mold toxins. Mold toxins are a huge issue in this society, and most of the mold toxins can be conjugated to glutathione and moved out of the body. Think of chlorinated hydrocarbons. That would be DDT. That would be PCPs. That would be brominated hydrocarbons that are flame retardants. All of those can be conjugated onto glutathione and moved out of the body. So, yes, it's our master antioxidant. Yes, it's our master detoxification molecule. But the immune system, this is huge. So many people that start getting ill and start getting into fatigue situations have low-grade viral situations going on in them. Think about more commonly known viruses like the herpes virus, herpes 1, herpes 2, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, herpes 6. You have herpes viruses right up to herpes virus 30. All of these get activated when stress is high in our life. That's what we know. We get a cold sore when we're stressed. Why is that? Because cortisol goes up and the immune system goes down and that virus comes out and expresses itself. Well, there is no better way to keep your innate immune system on active surveillance, keeping herpes virus down, than keeping your glutathione levels up. And there's a lot of literature out there showing that as glutathione levels go down, herpes virus activities go up. In fact, with the liposomal glutathione, all liposomes can be used topically. In fact, the first use of liposomes in commerce was in cosmetics for bringing things like vitamin C and vitamin A underneath the skin because liposomes can penetrate through the skin layers. So using glutathione topically on newly erupting cold sores can stop them in their tracks. So glutathione, master antioxidant, master detoxification molecule, and master immune molecule, bringing up innate immune function, especially activity of interferon. So that's why I love glutathione.
So Dr. Shade, going back for a moment over the supplementation of B vitamins, that's something, especially in a liposomal form, you're going to feel that pretty quickly. That's not really the case with glutathione. I'd like you to speak to that a little bit. And also this other idea that you brought up, your levels are low. Let's say, obviously, you're suffering with some sort of disease. You're really feeling very bad. It's fair to say that a lot of your nutrients are low. Can you simply just take glutathione and bring it up? Is it that simple an equation?
Great question. And unfortunately, it is not that simple of a question. Glutathione capsules are really of very limited use because you are breaking down the glutathione in your GI tract and you don't have that absorption mechanism. Now, there are some studies showing that capsules of glutathione can help, but only when taken at about 5 grams per day. And that's an exceptionally large amount of glutathione. The liposome can get us past that block to absorption and get that glutathione right into circulation. Now, precursors are often used for glutathione synthesis, like N-acetylcysteine and whey protein, and in a healthy individual, they work fairly well. But when our systems are stressed, we often aren't putting our energy into those enzymes that are making glutathione for us. So a direct supplementation of glutathione can help our body get past that stress and help us get past some of these vicious cycles that are holding us down. And the liposome is the best way to do that. Now, you asked about how it feels. Now, you can take B-complex, you can take CoQ10, and you can feel that in your brain almost instantaneously. Glutathione, you will only feel when you're actually under stress. You will feel it pull you out of that stress. And one of the stresses that it ironically is the best for is alcohol stress. And if you have been out drinking and you don't want to wake up with a hangover, you take glutathione and B-complex together at night before you go to bed, and then again in the morning, you will be free from the negative effects of that hangover because of the way glutathione conjugates to acetaldehyde. Acetaldehyde is a breakdown product of ethanol that is what causes us the hangover, what makes us feel bad. And that builds up and is slow to clear, but glutathione clears it out of there really fast. So you will never feel glutathione so fast as when you have a hangover or after you've drank too much alcohol. You will feel that clear you up, clear up your brain, clear up that pain exceptionally quickly.
Wait, Dr. Shade, I can see all the emails coming into the inbox of our customer service right now. People are going to think that we're doing this program because if you love to drink alcohol, this is the key. We're doing this whole show somehow to encourage drinking, and that's definitely not the case. It's great to know, though, that this is how we can play with supplementation to really keep us out of the woods. I mean, obviously, I go back to what I said at the beginning. If you've got mercury-based silver fillings in your mouth, you've got massive infections that are going on in your mouth or somewhere in your body, you've got to take care of them. Supplementation is important, but some way or another, you've got to get away from these toxins that are around you. Toxic relationships, toxic food, toxic beverages, you know, all of this has to be minimized. And in bringing these tools into our life, these supplements, what a powerful benefit, no?
Absolutely. You do want to get away from these toxins, and you'll see that as you get away from them, you need less supplement support. But you can't get away from them completely. You know, ethanol is a social thing. And when you're traveling is when you tend to have it and your stress is already high and you've got airplane stress and you've got all the germs around you in the hotels and you've got the EMF stresses. You need these kind of protections against these stresses. If we lived in a clear place up in the mountains, out on an island, we might not need this help. But we are in the reality of our civilized hustle and bustle of this world, and we need the extra help here.
Okay, I want people to pay close attention to what we're about to get into with this CoQ10, really important, especially when you consider that heart disease is our number one killer these days. But finally, I want to thank one more time our sponsor. This show would not be possible without them. Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit liveonlabs.com. That's LIVONLABS.com. And I want everybody to know, we're very open here at naturalhealth365.com. We're looking to bring you the best quality information to obviously improve the quality of your life. Don't do anything. This is just informative. Don't do anything without investigating it for yourself. But hopefully you find this information very useful. Dr. Shade, heart disease, still clearly the top killer in modern society. It seems like more and more people are taking statin drugs to keep cholesterol low. We already understand the drama behind that. conventionally trained doctors are being taught. You can never have too low a cholesterol. They're pushing the statin drugs. They push all the medications. And we understand that in the long term, it's not a good situation. In fact, it's not helping people to stay away from heart disease. Not at all. And worse yet, it's not teaching them what they need to do. And in particular, the reason why I bring up statin drugs is we know for a fact that these drugs, plus so many other things, deplete us of nutrients that we need. The cholesterol-lowering medication specifically depletes the heart and our body of CoQ10. This is not a good situation. You know, this is your area of expertise. Talk to us a little bit more so we understand the value of CoQ10. What does it do for us? And, you know, obviously these deficiencies, why is it so bad for us?
Yes. Unfortunately, all those use of the statins, while they might have controlled cholesterol in some people, were leading to these CoQ10 deficiencies. And the CoQ10 deficiency leads to mitochondrial dysfunction. And there is no organ that is more mitochondrially dense than the heart. That is cranking out energy constantly. And CoQ10 is responsible for having an effective electron transport chain. The electron transport chain is where we're burning down our fuel, our lipids and carbohydrates. We're burning them into ATP, cellular energy. And that happens in the membranes of the mitochondria. And CoQ10 is essential for making those transfers of these high-energy electrons go through all of these reactions and end up dumping that energy into an ATP molecule, your cellular energy that you're going to use for all your energy-requiring processes, including processes like detoxification, which require ATP. When CoQ10 is disrupted and lowered, the mitochondrial processes start generating more free radicals than energy, and those free radicals lead to more dysfunction in the mitochondria, and soon you're not able to keep up with the energy demands, and the first organ to go in these cases is the heart, and that's why so much research has been done on CoQ10 and its role in the heart.
You know, I'm going to try not to get too upset, and I'm sure people are going to understand loud and clear what I'm about to say, but it's in taking all of these medications, and I'm speaking specifically to those people who are so concerned about their heart and their circulation. And again, I say this with all due respect. You have high blood pressure, you have high cholesterol, you have high whatever, and you're going to start treating yourself with all of these suppressive type medications. It really can be quite dangerous. I do not pretend to be a doctor. I don't have medical doctor training. But I want to just appeal to people's common sense. Maybe in the short term it's necessary, but in the long term, these medications are all designed to, let's say, slow down heart rate and thin out the blood. All of these things that they're doing, dropping cholesterol levels artificially with all of these medications that suppress bodily functions. People, especially on high blood pressure medication, what they notice is they lack this energy that you're talking about, Dr. Shade. This low energy that we experience really hurts us in so many different ways. Not thinking clearly, digesting food poorly, everything else goes bad. So the reason why I bring this up is I want people to stop thinking that they've done everything and that all they can do now is accept their health problems for what they are. It's not true. And I hope people hear that loud and clear. There are so many things you can do to get away from toxins and enhance your well-being. There's so many high-quality supplements out there that can have a really profound effect on your health. Dr. Shade, you have definitely created it. But before we end this program, I want to address those people out there who are taking medications, who don't feel well, and granted, I understand they have a lot of reservations about these things. They think of them like medications. Are there any dangers that you're aware of for taking B vitamins, glutathione, the CoQ10 that you've created if someone is on prescription medications? I mean, you're dealing with a lot of healthcare providers. What are you hearing out there?
Right. You know, you've really picked the best group of three supplements there to help the most amount of people with the least amounts of potential side effect. I was talking about mitochondria just a second ago, and B vitamins, B complex is crucial for healthy mitochondrial function. Free radical control and detoxification from the glutathione is crucial for mitochondrial function. And healthy membranes, which can be fed by the phosphatidylcholine that's used to make this delivery system, crucial for mitochondrial health. So are there any things to worry about with other prescription medication? The only thing to think about is that you are increasing your detoxification rate. And in doing so, you may clear some of these drugs from your system a little bit faster. Now, in general, this is a great thing. Polypharmacy and the buildup of toxic residues of pharmaceuticals is one of the biggest challenges facing our elder generation right now. And it's one of the big focuses in the progressive medical world is to get rid of the polypharmacy and get some of these toxic levels of their pharmaceuticals down. Now, you may find that for some of your medications, you might have to up the levels a little bit, but generally, all of the benefits that you get from increasing free radical control, mitochondrial function, and detoxification, these will offset anything there and actually set up the situation where you can lower your dosages of your pharmaceuticals a little bit. So stay in conversation with your primary care provider while you start taking these supplements and make sure that you communicate to them any changes that you're having, because often you can lower the doses of the pharmaceuticals, and so you want to make sure that you're on the right levels. If you're taking insulin medication, all of these things can help you with your sugar processing. They can lower insulin resistance, so you want to make sure to keep control of that. You might need to take less thyroid medication, so you have to be aware of what your symptoms look like when you've taken too much of any of these medications. And all of that is a good sign, because it means that your body is functioning even better now. And if we can have you rely on these pharmaceuticals less and have a healthier system, everybody's happier.
No doubt, Dr. Shade. Obviously, if you're struggling with some sort of really serious chronic disease, definitely work with a trusted healthcare provider. We say it all the time. For basic information about how to get started with these products, each of the products are listed in the Natural Health 365 store. It's got a bunch of information there, even in terms of dosage as well. Really simple. Look into it yourself before buying anything. I want each and every person to understand the most important thing is to pick out something that resonates with you and then go for it. Taking action is extremely important. Dr. Shade, I want to thank you so much for your time today. It was really appreciated.
Thank you very much. It's always great to talk with you. It's always great to talk with your listeners. And I look forward to doing more.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.